التي أوصاه عن كنه معرفته ورضع عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد بن
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاقت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا علي، تمنى جبرائيل أن يكون من بني آدم لسبع خصال. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد.
This is the third speech on the subject of components of human perfection, where I was talking about the hadith of our beloved Prophet, where he has said to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam that Ya Ali, tamanna Jibra'il an yakuna min bani Adam li sab'i khisalin. Jibra'il wishes that maybe he was one of the humans for the sake of seven attributes. So we understand that those seven attributes are so high in their level and provide such a great impact on our spirituality that despite the fact that Jibreel is the Sayyidul Malaika, is the head of all the angels, but he is wishing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe I wish Allah didn't create me as an angel. Instead, Allah would have created me as a human being so that I could also benefit and I could also achieve those spiritual highness and nuraniyat and ma'naviyat which a human has the opportunity to achieve through acquiring one or more or all of those seven attributes. And we talked about two of those attributes already in the previous two speeches: Saqiyul Ma' fil Hajj, providing water to the thirsty at the occasion of Hajj. And I already elaborated on that subject that in Islam it's so much mustahab and sawab to provide water to the thirsty, not just at the occasion of Hajj, but at all occasions, at all times. And the second was Mashu Ra'sil Yateem, rubbing your hand over the head of an orphan child. It has so much Nurani yet that Jibreel wishes that maybe I were a human, so I could have the opportunity to visit the orphan children and rub my hand over their heads. And the third one, which I would like to mention, the third and the fourth one, which I would like to mention here, is As-salatu fil jama'ah. That means praying our prayers in the congregation. This is one of those extremely emphasized rulings of Islam, where you find extraordinary emphasis and taqeed in the ahadith and traditions of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, asking us to try our best never to miss the Salatul Jama'ah, the prayers in the congregation. And we find that if there are 10 people available in the congregational prayers, even if all the angels of Allah become kutab, the writers, and all the oceans convert into ink, and all the trees on the planet convert into pens, and all the deserts convert into papers, still they will be unable to write down the sawab and reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to award for one rak'at of the jama'at prayers. This is something which the angels of Allah are unable to receive, that sort of sawab. And I already explained to you in my first speech the reason why there is no raf'ud darajat. I already explained the whole phenomena. So Jibreel is not an ordinary angel. He's the head of all the angels. He came down on the qalb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For 60,000 times. 60,000. It requires a very high level of nuraniyat for an angel to be at the service of the greatest human being Allah ever created. Actually, the reason why Jibreel was chosen to be the head of all the angels, because when he saw the nur of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam up there, shining and glittering, he asked and requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me a servant of that nur. So because of the service, because of the fact that he wished to be a servant of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Allah made him Sayyidul Malaika. Can anybody imagine the Nuraniyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? This is beyond the reach, beyond the human reach. This is simply unimaginable for any human being to even think about their highness. And we find that a person, a blind person, came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, there's nobody who can take me to the masjid. I heard already you informed us about so much sawab is there for jama'at prayers and everything, but there isn't anybody who can take me to the masjid. And I'm a blind person. I can't find my way to the masjid. Prophet said, tie up a rope from your house which connects to the masjid, and at the time of jama'at, come to the jama'at prayers because of that rope. Keep on grabbing that rope and walk till you reach the masjid. But still, the jama'at prayers and the importance of participating in jama'at will not be lifted away from his neck. Right now, we can't do that. It's obviously understandable that we are unable to do that, but we have the car tooling system, we have other ways which which can help us to handle the situation. The bottom line is that we need to hold this ruling of the Sharia as important as the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are informing us. And the fifth point which Jibreel mentioned, which the Holy Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, was actually iyadatul mariv. That means paying a visit to a sick person. This is very much beloved in the eyes of Allah. Unfortunately, in our societies, generally speaking, we find that this value of Ahlul Bayt is also diminishing. You find very less people in our communities who give importance to Iyadatul Mareez. So many people get sick. And we even learn about the fact that they are ill or they are admitted to the hospital or didn't get admitted but they are sick at their homes. But very few people have the tawfiq to go to visit them. Actually, everybody has the tawfiq to go and visit. But very few people benefit from this tawfiq of Allah. Tawfiq is already there, you know. Because tawfiq is already defined in our ilmul kalam, the knowledge of Islamic belief system is that tawfirul asbab nahwal matlubil khair. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala providing you the means and the ways to reach a khair goal, quote unquote, something which is defined and accepted to be khair in the dictionary of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. So Allah has already provided us the opportunity to perform the khair things, but how much do we benefit from this opportunity? And we find that when we fail to practice the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lots of people say, well, Marana, dua kare Allah ta'ala mujhe tawfiq de ke main khums nikal sakun. What do you mean by that? Tawfiq de, Allah ne to aapko pehle se tawfiq di hui hai, aap fala dehat mein ya shahar mein raha karte the, Pakistan ke, Hindustan ke, Allah ta'ala ne aapko us mulk tak pahuncha diya jahan aapka standard of living bahut son se behtar hai. Theek hai? Ab aapki naukri bhi lag gayi, ghar bhi hai aapke paas, mashallah. पैसे की भी रेल पेल है, सारी जरूरतें पूरी हो रही हैं. अब आपको तौफीक की जरूरत नहीं है. अब आप, यू नीड अ विल, यू नीड अ स्ट्रांग विल एंड इंटेंशन टू प्रैक्टिस एंड टू ओबे द तौफीक ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला टू डू द एक्शन प्रैक्टिकली. सो डोंट से अल्लाह मुझे तौफीक दे के मैं कर, तौफीक तो दी हुई है, अब आपके कोर्ट में बॉल है, यू हैव टू परफॉर्म. ये तौफीक की बात नहीं है. Let's not blame on the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has already given the tawfiq. And tawfiqat are also given according to what we deserve. That's the law of ilmul irfan, because you get what you deserve. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over that law. You get what you deserve. If you don't benefit from the divine tawfiq and opportunities and blessings, then basically you practically are proving that you don't want to benefit, you don't deserve, you don't like to benefit from this blessing. And those of the ni'mas who are not, we are not grateful towards them, are taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'mat ka agar shukr ada na kiya jaye to sad kari jati hai. That's what we deserve. You always get what you deserve. Everybody gets what he or she deserves. That's the way Allah is running his universe. And it's the matter of importance and priorities. What are those things that we give priorities to? So, you know, so we find that when Amr ibn Hurais came once to visit Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hassan was ill. Imam Hassan was ill, and Amr ibn Hurais is a follower. And he came to visit Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And at that occasion, Amir al-Mu'mineen arrived. And he said that, تَعُودُ الْحَسَنْ وَالنَّفْسْ مَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّ ذَلَكَ لَيْسَ بِمَانِعٍ أَنْ أُوَدِّيَ إِلَيْكَ نَصِيحَةً. You came to pay a visit to Hassan. And this is not going to stop me to inform you, to give you a bit of advice, give you an advice from Rasulullah. I heard the Messenger of Allah, سَمَعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying that مَنْ عَادَ مَرِيضًا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفُ مَلَكٍ مِنْ سَاعَتِهِ الَّتِي يَعُودُهُ فِيهَا إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيْلًا إِنْ كَانَ نَهَارًا وَإِلَى حَتَّى يَطْلُعَ الْفَجْرِ. That's the Mazmoon Riwayah. That I heard the Messenger of Allah saying that whosoever pays a visit to an ill person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this arrangement that 70,000 angels of Allah send their salawat on this person from the time that he pays the visit till the sun sets, if he is visiting in the daytime, and if he is visiting in the night, till the time of Fajr arrives. 70,000 angels of Allah are sending salawat on you. And then in the hadith we also find that it has been said that man aada maridan wakkalahu Allahu bihi malakan ya'uduhu fi qabrihi. This is the second aspect. Whosoever pays a visit to a sick person, Allah assigns an angel to go and visit him inside his grave. Inside our graves, we are much more needy towards visits, towards anything that can provide nur. I always say in my speeches that just like a computer can recognize a 1 and 0, that's it. Similarly, an angel can recognize nothing but nur. So it's either nur or zulmat. So what amount of nur have you brought in your qalb? This is what the angels, this is the language they understand. This is what they speak. That's the currency they buy in the Alam al-Barzakh. How much nur you have brought in your qalb? Because angels are nur-friendly creatures. They are themselves are made of nur. They have nothing to do with matter. They have nothing to do with matter. It's irrelevant what kind of matter or material things or belongings or blessings we own or we do or we did. It's nothing to do with the angels. How much nur you manage to provide as a malakatun nafsaniya, as an inner charisma of your soul that got deep entrenched into your spirituality so that you can carry along with you inside the graves. Nur of the aqeedah, and nur of the ahkam, and nur of the akhlaq. These are the three major teachings of Islam. Aqeedah, usuluddin, and furu'uddin, the ahkam, and the moral teachings of Islam, ilmul akhlaq. And all these have their own level and, a magnitude of nur that it provides to your spirituality, you know. So when we find an angel of Allah is visiting our grave inside the barzakh stage, you can imagine what level of nuraniyat you would get. Muhaddis Sheikh Abbas Qummi rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote the Mafatih al-Jinan, when he passed away, his son saw him in the dream. And he asked his dad, what's your situation there in the grave? And he said, what would I say to you? I would only mention to you this much, that I have visited Imam Hussein alayhi salam and went for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam 3 times in my life, and Imam Hussein ibn Ali has visited my grave 3 times. Kareem hai na, Kareem ibn Qurama hai. Ikhlas chahiye bas. Agar hamare paas ikhlas paya jaye, if we have the sincerity, when we do an action, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any worldly gain. Bunch of people can praise me, my relatives, my father, my parents, my friends would praise me, or people would praise me. Har mehfil mein baith rahe hain, bayan kar rahe hain. 20 saal pehle apne bhai ki madad ki thi immigration ke silsile mein. 20 साल गुजर गए हैं उस बात को रटते हुए हर महफिल हर बज़्म में बैठ के अपना एहसान जता रहे हैं नमाज़े शब पढ़ते हैं तो अब आके मौलाना नमाज़े शब पढ़ता हूं तो बड़ी प्यास लगने लगती है और इस बहाने से उन्होंने ये भी बयान कर ही दिया कि मैं नमाज़े शब पढ़ता हूं deeply condemned brothers and sisters for us to talk about the good deeds that we have performed
is contrary to the entire concept of ikhlas. You are wasting your own sawab and reward, especially if you have performed a hasana, a good deed, hiddenly.
Because sadaqatul sir, you know, when you give a sadaqah hiddenly, it has 70, sawab of 70 hajj, 70. You give $1 for the sake of Allah, hiddenly.
No human being on earth knows that you are the one who are giving this $1 to the poor mu'min person. If you give this $1 like this, it has 70 hajj reward for you. How beautiful Islam is.
If we just practice the way the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt have taught us to do ikhlas. And Prophet has said, you know, when a person performs a hidden deed and then he starts mentioning it in front of the people,
it is erased from his book of deeds that the guy did it hiddenly. Chutke, makhfi taur pe anjaam diya tha, usko kaat diya jata hai. Nahi, makhfi nahi kiya tha isne. Isne khul ke kiya.
Because now you came and you mentioned it in front of the community, in front of the people. So now it will be struck on your book of deeds that he did it hiddenly. Now it is written, he did it openly. Because he mentioned in front of the people. You know? That's one in the hadith which I am explaining to you. And Prophet said, if somebody mentioned his good deed twice, it will be erased from his deed, وَكُتِبَتْ رِيَاءً. And that good deed that he performed, it will be erased and it will be written that this guy did it riya. He was showing off to the people. It's never done for the sake, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doh toh agar aapne apni neki ko kisi ke saamne bayan kar diya, to Paighambar Akram apni hadith mein farmaya ki aapke nama amal se mehv karke, mita ke, likh diya jayega ke in sahab ne riyakari ke taur pe ye kaam kiya tha. We thank the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt for their glorious Nurani teachings to make our souls illuminous. That's what our souls need. So what I was saying to you is that the hadith says that man aada marizan wakkalahu Allahu azza wa jal bihi malakan ya'uduhu fi qabrihi. Whosoever pays a visit to a mu'min, an ill mu'min, a person who is ill, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns an angel to pay a visit to him in his grave. And also it is mentioned in the hadith that man aada marivan, that's the madmoon riwayah, shayya'ahu alfu malakin yastaghfiruna lahu hatta yarja ila manzilihi. Please pay attention. Whenever a person goes to visit a sick, an ill person, Prophet says that 1,000 angels of Allah are accompanying him in this task. 1,000 angels are with him and they are all seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sins until he returns back to his house. So now you find this small glimpse of your picture. Whenever you are heading for visiting a sick mu'min, you have 1,000 angels accompanying you when you are going. You have 70,000 angels praying, sending their salawat on you. And you have one angel specifically assigned by Allah who is going to pay a visit to you inside your grave. This is the reward which you are going to get in this area. That means in the life of this dunya and the barzakh. We are not talking about the Day of Judgment yet. Especially if we are visiting the poor people. You know, there are lots of people who you can find when a rich person becomes sick. There are lots of people who pay visit to them for different reasons. Isn't that right? Baz log jo hain, jab paise wale se milte hain, to milne ka andaaz hi bilkul mukhtalif hota hai. Paise wale ka ehtiram kis andaaz se karte hain? Baatein khili hui hain, muskura ke mil rahe hain, piche chale ja rahe hain. پیچھے چلے جا رہے ہیں اور کسی غریب مومن سے مل رہے ہیں انداز مختلف ہے حدیث میں اگر کوئی آدمی کسی آدمی کا انسان کا پیسے کی بنیاد پہ احترام کرتا ہے من پروفٹ سیڈ من اکرم غنیاً لغناہ ذہب فروفا دینہ Whosoever honors a rich person for the sake of his richness, 2/3 of his religion is gone. Yeah, if you are respecting a rich person because of his taqwa, It's very good.
You are not actually respecting him. You are actually respecting Imam al-Muttaqeen wa Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib al-Islam, because everybody has learned taqwa from him.
We have learned taqwa from him. Everybody learned taqwa from him. Everybody. He's the teacher of everybody except Rasulullah. He's the teacher of everyone. كنت مع الأنبياء سرا ومع رسول الله جهرا.
کیا فرمایا تھا میرے مولا نے؟
I was with all the prophets of God hiddenly. I was with all the prophets hiddenly. When I was with Rasulullah openly. Every prophet stood in need of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his help.
Isn't that right?
We understand in the light of this hadith,
Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, who is still alive, used to come on and off to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
The same Hazrat Khizr, who is the teacher of Hazrat Musa, the same Hazrat Khizr is the student of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
And we find when Hazrat Khizr once came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, مَا أَحْسَنَ تَوَاضُعُ الْفُقَرَى تَوَاضُعُ الْأَغْنِيَا لِلْفُقَرَى.
کتنا اچھا ہے کہ پیسے والے لوگ فقراء فقیروں کے سامنے متواضع ہوں, تواضع و فروتنی اور انکساری کا مظاہرہ کریں.
How good it is that the rich people, you know, show their modesty, that they are down to earth when they are interacting with the poor people around them.
When Imam Ali heard that good statement, he said, "Wa ahsan, ahsan minhu, better than that, tihul fuqara lil aghniya ittikalan ala Allah. Better than that is that the poor people, zyada behtar to ye hai ki jo faqir log hain wo be raghbati aur be itnai ka muzahira kare امیر لوگوں کے سامنے اللہ کے اوپر توکل اور اتکال کرنے کی بنیاد.
The better is that the poor people show that they're not paying any, they don't care about their money of the rich people.
They are careless about their richness because they have trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's even better.
So we find that in Islam, is a lot of sawab. If you pay a visit to, what we were talking about is paying a visit to an ill person, especially if the ill person is faqir. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was doing munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said to Allah, where can I find you? And Allah said, when did you visit a poor, destitute, ghareeb, lonely person, you know, who is basically broke and sorrowful, in pain, in distress? When did you visit such a person and didn't find me?
Whenever we visit those poor people, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a matter of how much we give importance to these things.
So, these teachings have been promoted and practiced by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and even practice today. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is there. Marhum Hashmatul Wa'izin, one of the very great personalities in Iran. A very great personality. He was very famous in his speeches. And it has been narrated when he used to say, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. May the salat on you, O Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Abu Abdullah is the kunyat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Whenever he used to say that sentence, you know, even the walls used to cry along with him. We have great awliya, awliya Allah. Bari bari Allah ki mehboob hastiyan guzri hain. Allah ke mehboob. So, marhum Hashmatul Wa'idin, rahmatullahi alayhi wa salamullah alayhi, was sick. All of a sudden he woke up, and Sheikh Murtaza came for seeing him, for paying a visit to him.
And he said to him, give me that pear that you have brought in your pocket. He said, how come you know about that? He said, I just saw in my dream that Imam Mahdi al-Islam came to me and said that, wake up, and Sheikh Murtaza has arrived and he has appeared in your pocket and your shifa is in that pear. Wow. Yeah, aaj bhi hota hai. Aaj bhi mere maula un hastiyon ko jo iske ahl hai unke saath waise hi barkhurd, waise hi ravaiya, waise hi bartao karte hain. I already told you, you get what you deserve. You always get what you deserve. So anything that I couldn't get in my life, a metaphysical blessing, especially the ma'navi blessings of Allah. The material blessings, it's not a big deal. Material blessings we share with the animals too. Animals are also receiving the same material blessings. It's not a big deal. It's not a sign that I am a big person in the eyes of Allah and mahbub and beloved person in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt that I'm being awarded more of the material blessings. No, not at all. What is a sign of you being more beloved in the eyes of Allah? How much ma'navi and non-material, metaphysical blessings do you enjoy in your spirituality? This is what the animals cannot get, cannot even wish of getting, cannot even think about that. Because they don't have the aql and tools to even think and comprehend. That's what we can think. Kitna zuhud hai hamare paas, kitna taqwa hai, kitna noor-e-yaqeen hai. Sabse kam to yaqeen paaya jata hai. If somebody asks you which is the blessing of Allah, which is least found on the planet Earth, the answer is yaqeen. Again, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a miser, he's not ready to give blessings to me, he's giving to someone, on some people, but not ready to give it to me. No. We say, Subhanallah. We glorify Allah from all the condemned attributes. Allah Ta'ala ko hum munazzah aur mubarra samajhte hain sari ki sari sifate zameema, sifate mazmooma, sifate qabiha se. Isn't that right? We glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to be above and beyond all the condemned attributes. And being a miser is a condemned attribute. And we say, Subhanallah. So Allah doesn't have the sifat of being a miser. If we fail to get, that's what we deserve. So, do rakat namaz jo aap pad rahe hain, iski qadr o manzilat agar aap janna chahte hain, to aap apne darajay marifat ko dekhiye. Aapki tamam ki tamam namazein, sari ibadatein, inki qadr o qeemat aapke marifat ke noor ke upar mauquf hai. جس کی معرفت کا جو درجہ ہے یہ اس کی نماز کی value of price tag ہے. That's the price tag of your prayers, your fasting, your sadaqah. The same $1 you are giving, it depends. It depends how are you giving and what sort of معرفت of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt do you enjoy. Is that's going to determine the amount and quantity and magnitude of reward that you're going to get in this world and in the hereafter both. It's all about your ma'rifat. Koi do rakat namaz ek arif mujtahid padhta hai, koi do rakat namaz hum mujh jaisa nadan insaan padhta hai, zameen aasman ka farq hai. Ma'rifat. Ma'rifat is the difference. So, I always say in my speeches, you know, that basically we need to learn the entire religion from the arif mujtahids. Those of the scholars who have irfan, because there's a huge difference between seeing a thing and describing it to you, witnessing a thing and describing it to you, and just reading about a thing, a bookish information. Simply cannot be compared. In Farsi they say there's a proverb, Shinidan ke buad manande didan. Dekhna kahan sunne ke barabar ho sakta hai. Agar farz kariye, main kabhi baite waliya sir nahi aaya. Theek hai? اب مجھ سے کوئی پوچھے کہ بیت ولی اثر کیسا ہے میں تو کبھی نہیں دیکھا میں تو گوگل پہ جاؤں گا مثلا google.com پہ جا کے میں نے یہاں کا میپ نکال دیا سو آئی کین جسٹ سے ویل اٹ از لوکیٹڈ ان سچ اینڈ سچ ایریا اینڈ دس از دی ایڈریس دیٹس اٹ بٹ اف یو گائز ہیو آلریڈی وزٹڈ بیت ولی اثر یو کین ایکچولی ڈسکرائب ٹو می ایگزیکٹلی ایوری مائکرو ڈیٹیل آف دی سینٹر بیکاز یو ہیو سین اٹ ازنٹ اٹ بیٹر ٹو لرن فرام اسلام
of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt from those of the scholars who have seen the haqa'iq and realities, and then they are describing to us, instead of learning from those, with due respect to them, but they have yet to go a long way because they did not see the haqa'iq and realities, because they lack the irfan and ma'rifat to see.
So, that's the reason why we always turn to the urafa. You know, Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sheikh Ayatollah al-Uzma, Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, one of our all-time great urafa, was teaching his Dars-e Kharij on the subject of fiqh. And one of his, in the middle, he started to talk about irfan. One of the students objected on the teacher, "The teacher, we came here to learn ilmul fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, from you. All of a sudden you started to talk about ilmul irfan." And he said, "All the problems of Islamic ummah are because of the fact that our ilmul fiqh got separated from ilmul irfan." What a beautiful statement. So, brothers and sisters, it's the matter of how much ma'rifat and irfan do we have. That determines our level of spirituality, the level of our ibadat, the level of all the actions that we are doing. So we find that it is mentioned that, he says, Salwat. It is mentioned that the Holy Prophet had a neighbor who was Jewish and who used to throw garbage on him daily. You must have heard that story. And Prophet was the most beautiful person ever created by Allah. And somebody asked him about the beauty and jamal of how much handsome Hazrat Yusuf was. Prophet said, "Kana Yusuf asbah wa ana huwa asbah wa ana amlah." Well, he had more sabahat, whereas I have more malahat. So there's no comparison of the beauty of Rasulullah with anybody. The hadith informs us on the occasion of Mi'raj, when the Prophet went there on Mi'raj, there was so much tremendous noor spreading all over that the angels of Allah asked, "What is this noor? Ilahi ma hadha noor?" And Allah replied that, "I have removed one curtain away from the existence, from the wujud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah has kept the jamal of the Holy Prophet, the beauty of the Holy Prophet, under 70 curtains. One of those 70 have been removed at the occasion of Mi'raj, and the angels got shocked. And his beauty will be exposed, it never got exposed in this world, will be exposed on the Day of Judgment, and all those 70 curtains will be removed." Now you can imagine the Nuraniyat of the whole Alamul Akhirah. They are the Noor, you know. Everything of theirs is Noor. Kalamukum Noor, Dhikrukum Noor. Everything of theirs is Noor. In Dhukr al-Khair, what do we say in Ziyarat? In Dhukr al-Khair, Kuntum Awwalahu wa Akhirahu wa Aslahu wa Far'ahu wa Ma'dinahu wa Ma'wahu wa Muntahahu. Whenever Khair and goodness is mentioned, you, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, you are the beginning of every khair, you are the end of every khair, you are the root of every khair, you are the branch of every khair, you are the mineral of every khair, and you are the peak of every khair. Man zakarakum faqad zakar Allah azza wa jal. Jisne aapka zikr kiya, aap Rasool Ahle Bayt ka tazkira kiya, usne dar haqeeqat Allah ka zikr kiya. Zikr Rasool Ahle Bayt musavi, equal in its value to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they are the most perfect mazhar and reflection of every single name and every single attribute of Allah without exception, including the 73rd name of Allah, which we call Al-Ismul Musta'sarul Ilahi, the hidden name which the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt do not know, because that's the difference between Khalid and Makhluk, the creator and the created.
Even that name, they are the madhar and reflection of even that name without knowing it.
So they are the most perfect madhar. So whosoever has the marifat of Allah is because of they had the marifat of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt. And whosoever didn't have the marifat of Allah or couldn't have the marifat and in-depth recognition of Allah is because of the fact precisely that he failed to have the marifat of the Imam of his time. Because that's equal in its value to the marifat of Allah. It's not about knowing. Every even the kuffar know about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, what is his name, what was his father's name, his mother's name when he was born. Maybe some of them are doing much more research than some of us. That's not about knowing. It's not about ilm. It's about marifat. Recognition. So, we find that the Prophet was the most beautiful and handsome person. And used to wear white. It's mustahab in Islam to wear white clothes. Except if you want to commemorate the sorrow of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam or one of the Ahlul Bayt, then it becomes mustahab to wear black. So we find Prophet used to wear white clothes, and every morning when he's coming out, his neighbor, Jewish neighbor, is throwing garbage on his head. Just imagine ourselves in that place. How would we feel if somebody, especially in these societies, people could have sued straight away. Isn't that right? So we find Prophet never said a word. Never said a word of complaint. Till the time once that he didn't show up to throw the garbage. And Prophet inquired from some of his ashab and they told him that Ya Rasulullah, he's ill. When the Prophet learned he's ill, said, let's go to see him. Look at the Nuraniyat of the Holy Prophet. Look at the highness of his morality. So they came, knocked at the door. His wife showed up. She asked, who is there? Prophet said, Ana Rasulullah. I am the messenger of Allah. I came to see your husband. She stopped him at the door and rushed to her husband and informed him, you know who came to pay a visit? The same messenger of Muslims upon whom you used to throw garbage daily. The guy said, okay, first bring me a bed sheet so I can cover my face entirely with the bed sheet because I cannot stand, I cannot see him, I cannot face him. He was so much embarrassed. And the wife brought a bed sheet and he covered his face with the bed sheet. And then she brought the Holy Prophet inside. And Prophet used, when he used to come, that's the tradition and sunnah of Rasulullah. When paying a visit to a sick person, he used to sit next to the person. Lots of people, when they pay a visit, we are talking about paying a visit to the sick. One of the adab of paying a visit and iyadatul marif, don't keep on standing. Sit down. Prophet has said, a'idul marif yakhudhu fi rahma wa idha jalasa irtamasa fiha. Person who is doing iyadat, paying a visit to a mariz and sick person, he's in the mercy of Allah, in the ocean of the mercy of God, in other words. وَإِذَا جَلَسَ When he sits down, اِرْتَمَسَ فِيهَا He immerses inside the ocean. You are inside the, you immerse inside the ocean. So you can imagine when somebody is immersed inside the ocean of mercy of God, none of our sins would remain. Isn't that right? So Prophet used to sit down. So relax, stay for a while, don't be in a hurry. This is one of the top of the list agenda of our human life that we are doing. This is one of the most important things. Why you are in a hurry? So he said to Rasulullah that I swear by Isa and Musa and Ibrahim and Ismail, then I'm not going to talk to you unless you first teach me how can I become a Muslim. And that's where the Holy Prophet said that, you know, asked him to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's how he spread Islam. That's how the Ahlul Bayt spread Islam. So, this is the way we have to pay a visit. And this is the way, these are the reasons why the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt have that sort of high nuraniyat. They earned it.
There's not an unfair favoritism going on. Allah has already given some favors to Prophet and Ahlul Bayt unjustifiably, na'udhu billah, and Allah did not give those high level favors to us. No. Prophet and Ahlul Bayt deserve the highest positions because they have earned that high level through their actions.
So we have a right. Nobody can be like them. That's already understood. But certain levels of highness are achievable for us.
And that's the reason these teachings have been told.
Otherwise there would have been no room for teaching us any teachings. So we find that when Ayatullah Sheikh Hassan al-Mufaddiqi, one of our very great Urafa, he was ill, and some of his students were sitting around him, paying a visit to him. All of a sudden, he stood up, he wore his imamah, and he rushed to the door of his living room, sat there, you know, respectfully, started talking to somebody. Nobody's seeing who is that somebody. And after a while, he came back to his students. He said to his student, "Why didn't you respect Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? He came to pay a visit to me. Why didn't you say salam to him?" And nobody's seeing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam except him. He said, "Imam came to pay a visit to me and he gave me two dates. Do khajur, Maula ne mujhe inayat ki. One is for me and one is for Alim Rabbani, marhoom Paftri, jinko Salman Zaman kaha jata tha. One is for him." And he sent the other date for marhoom Alim Rabbani, marhoom Paftri. And the guy who was carrying this one date along with him narrates that wherever I was passing by through the marketplace, there was such a nice smell coming from me that everybody was asking him, "What's this smell? What's this beautiful smell coming from you?" He couldn't tell to the people that I am carrying this amanat from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam for marhoom Bafaqi. So there were people who reached those high levels. There was Salman Farsi who reached the high level. Salman minna ahlul bayt. That when Salman Farsi passes away, Amirul Mumineen came miraculously to pray on the janaza of Salman, who was far, far away. And along with Amirul Mumineen was Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam and Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar arriving from the paradise. 70 million angels accompanying Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam and 70 million angels accompanying Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar alayhi salam and 140 million angels plus one messenger of Allah, one prophet of God and one great shaheed personality praying behind Imam Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam who is reciting the Salatul Janaza on Salman Farsi. Now you can understand how high level a human can reach.
मतलब हमारे यहाँ तो एक दस्तूर है ना कि मजलिस जब तक चटखारे की नहीं होती तो उस वक्त तक एक साहब कह रहे हैं मौलाना मजा नहीं आया आपकी मजलिस में।
बाबा के बुलाए सलामत।
मैंने कहा हुजूर मैं आपके मजे के लिए मजलिस पढ़ता कब? I'm not a religious entertainer. And this is not a religious entertainment either. Main to majlis padhta hoon janab Fatima to Zahra salam. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ki wo humse razi ho jayenge. Main aapke maze ke liye majlis nahi padhta. Ye to Allah ki ibadat ho rahi hai. लोगों की मंशा कहां से बीच में आ गई कि लोग क्या कहेंगे और लोग क्या पसंद करेंगे? Who cares? This is a ibadat of Allah taking place, one of the most significant worships of God taking place. Look at the difference of perspective that some people have gained over the passage of time, unfortunately. And this is one of the most significant ibadat, you know. And mention and zikr of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is not an ordinary zikr. Nothing of Imam Hussain is ordinary. Let's be very clear. Ash-shifa'u fi turbatihi. There are some, we believe in that awwaluna Muhammad, wa akhiruna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Abdullah Shubbar, rahmatullah alayh, one of our very great scholars, have mentioned this hadith in Masabihul Anwar. So we do believe in that. But still, having said that, there are some specific attributes of every masoom which are not available for the others. We don't have time to discuss all the specific attributes of all the masoomin, but since I'm talking about Imam Hussain alayhi salam, ash-shifa'u fi turbatihi, his turbat has shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only soil which is allowed in the shari'at of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to eat, and it is mustahab to eat for the sick person, and it is mustahab in Islam to give it to your newborn baby. Because the hadith of Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, حَنِّكُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِتُرْبَةِ الْحُسَيْنِ وَمَاءِ الْفُرَاتِ تحنیک عربی زبان میں کہتے ہیں کہ تھوڑی سی خاک شفا دے کے اس کو فرات کے پانی میں ڈپ کر دیجئے اور اس کو چٹا دیجئے اپنے بچے کو. پیدا ہوتی سب سے پہلے خاک شفا بچے کو چٹائیے. These are our values. کیا شان ہے. کسی معصوم کی خاک کا کھانا شریعت امام صادق میں جائز نہیں ہے. آپ جائیں مشہد مقدس میں, ہمارا سلام ہو ہمارے تمام کے تمام معصومین پر, مگر مشہد کی خاک کھانا شریعت امام صادق میں جائز نہیں ہے. نجف کی خاک کھانا شریعت امام صادق میں جائز نہیں ہے. واحد خاک ہے جو میرے مولا حسین ابن علی کی ہے, کہ جس کا کھانا کھلانا مستحب ہے نوزائیدہ بچے کے لیے. نہ فقط یہ کہ جائز نہیں ہے, حرام نہیں, بلکہ مستحب ہے. اور مریض کو جو کھلانے کے لیے کہا گیا ہے کہ مریض کو کھلاؤ. کیوں؟ الشفاء فی تربتہ. امام حسین کی تربت میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے شفا رکھی ہے. وہ استجاب دعا تحت قبتہ. اور امام حسین, under the dome of امام حسین علیہ السلام, whatever دعا you have from Allah, go and seek your حاجات standing under the dome of امام حسین علیہ السلام. That's the place where your dua is never rejected. دعا تحت قبتی, استجابۃ الدعاء تحت قبتی. This is not an ordinary place. You know, this place, the hadith says that this haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam will be raised on the day of judgment, and this khak and soil of Karbala Allah will place in the middle of paradise, so every dweller of paradise can do the ziyarat from every corner of the paradise. This is the haram of Imam Hussein. Even the storm in the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Tufan-e-Nuh jab aaya tha, that storm could not wet two of the soils on this planet. One was the place of Kaaba, and the second was the Haram of Karbala. Those two soils were raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The storm didn't have the license to wet those two lands. It's not an ordinary land. And there's not an ordinary soil. The fatwa of Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu says that it's not jaiz to put the turbat in your in the lower pocket, next to your private parts. This is an insult. You have to put it in the upper pocket. It's not an ordinary turbat. This is how we respect. This is how we respect it. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is unique from several aspects. And Ayatullah Sheikh Jafar Shustari has mentioned that Imam Hussain did not even leave even one of the mustahabbat of the Sharia on the day of Ashura at the in Karbala. Even one of the mustahabbat of the Sharia was never left by Imam Hussain. And one of the mustahabbat is Iyadatul Mariz, which we were talking about. So Abdullah ibn Shaddad, one of his ashab, was sick. Imam Hussain alayhi salam paid a visit to Abdullah ibn Shaddad. He was having severe fever. Temperature, fever. As soon as Imam Hussain alayhi salam arrived, his fever was gone. And he said, Ya Abna Rasulullah, I was dying of fever, in other words. I was suffering of severe fever. Now, as soon as you step in, it's gone. Imam Hussain said, Ma khalaqallahu shay'an illa wa qad amarahu bitta'ati lana. Allah Ta'ala ne kisi shay ko khalq nahi kiya, magar ye ke usko hukum diya ke hamare mutir hai. یعنی کائنات کی ہر شے ہماری موتی ہے. ولایت مطلقہ تکوینیہ اسی کو تو کہتے ہیں. اسی بنیاد پہ تو پوری کائنات میں تصرف کا حق رکھتے ہیں, معجزہ دکھا سکتے ہیں. ایبسولوٹ کنٹرول اوور دا انٹائر یونیورس. ایوری تھنگ ان دا یونیورس از آلریڈی سبسروینٹ اینڈ اوبیڈینٹ ٹو دیئر کمانڈ, بیکاز دے آر دا کمانڈر ان چیف اسائنڈ بائی اللہ. Right now it's Imam Mahdi alayhi salam who is the commander in chief of the whole universe. It's only the humans, some of the humans and the jinns, who, because of their dunya dariyon ki khatir, how hard time they have given to the imams. How hard time, because of this dunya. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has narrated in his hadith that my father, when he was traveling all the way from the Arabian Peninsula, from that side, from Makkah to, in other words, towards Iraq, on every manzil, on every station, he used to say that inna min hawani dunya anna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyin min baghaya bani Israel. Imam Sajjad is the narrator of this hadith, that my dad used to say this statement at every station. That means Imam Hussain said it several times, that this is enough. This is the lowliness of this dunya. Look at the lowliness of this dunya. That for the sake of this dunya, the head of Yahya ibn Zakariya was being gifted to one of the prostitutes among the prostitutes of Bani Israel, the children of Israel. This is the lowliness of the dunya. The people have been selling, people have been gifting the heads of prophets for the sake of dunya. So, that's the way it is. Aur dunya bhi toh utni hi milti hai jitni muqaddar mein likhi hai. Chahe hum deen bechein, apni values ka sauda karein, apne ko over smart samjhein, compromise kar lein. Baaz logon ki dictionary mein sirf ek word hai compromise. Just let me know where I need to sign. Just let me know where I need to sign. Ready to sign over anything and everything. Buttering up the tahoots. Do you find even Hazrat Sakina, salamullah alayha, even a small child in the camp of Imam Hussain, ever saying, coming up to Imam Hussain and saying, "Dear Baba, let us, what's wrong to accept Yazid for an hour, for half an hour? At least I'm going to get some water. Why not accept a tawhud for a few moments, for a few hours of a life? What's that? What's the wrong in that? Asman to zameen pe nahi aayega. Kisi bacche ne bhi ye kaha?" यहाँ तक चापलूसियां हो रही हैं ताबूतों की. हर आदमी, जैसे मैंने कल अर्ज किया था मदरसे में, जिसे देखो अली इब्ने यकीन बना हुआ है. अली इब्ने यकीन का दर्जा ईमान नहीं है. अली इब्ने यकीन वाला इज्न नहीं लिया अपने जमाने के मौला से. आप भी इज्न ले लीजिए. अरबी में इज्न और इजाजत में फर्क होता है ना. इज्न जो है वो हमेशा इज प्रायर टू डूइंग द एक्ट, टू द एक्शन. इजाजा कैन बी आफ्टर दैट टू. इज्न लिया नहीं है, ले लीजिए. आप भी जाके बोलिए फकीर से, इज्न ले लीजिए आप नायब इमाम जमाने से, मिल जाए तो आप भी कर लीजिए. हर आदमी अली इब्ने यकीन बना हुआ. सो व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग टू यू इज दैट दुनिया, अल्लाह प्रॉफिट हैज ऑलरेडी सेड दैट अल्लाह सेंट हिज वही टू दिस दुनिया, एंड दैट अतअबी मन खदमकी व इखदमी मन खदमनी. अल्लाह ने दुनिया पे वही नाजिल की, पैगंबर फरमा रहे हैं, आलम गैब की हमें इतला दे रहे हैं, जो हमें हो सकती ही नहीं थी अगर रसूल अहले बैत ना बताते. कि अल्लाह ने दुनिया पे वही नाजिल की, अल्लाह सेंट हिज रेवलेशन ऑन दिस दुनिया एंड सेड दैट इख्दिनी मन खदमनी, सर्व द वन हु सर्व्स मी, व अतअबी मन खदमकी, एंड एग्जॉस्ट द पर्सन हु इज सर्विंग यू. थका मारेगी दुनिया दौड़ दौड़ के उसके पीछे, मगर मिलके नहीं देगी. मिलेगा उतना ही जितना पहले से मुकद्दर में लिखा था. उसके लिए दीन बेचने की जरूरत थी नहीं. समझने की बात है. ये भी नहीं कोई कह सकता था हमें बताया नहीं गया. सारी तालीमात बयान करके गए रसूल अहले बैत, एक एक चीज बयान फरमाया. व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग इज दैट शेख जाफर अश-शूस्तरी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह मेंशन दैट इमाम हुसैन डिडंट इवन लीव वन मुस्तहब एक्ट ऑन करबला, including Iyadatul Mareez. And the turbat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, whenever Imam Ruha alayhi salam used to send a gift to one of his shias, the riwayat says he always used to send some of the turbat of Karbala. Whenever the angels arrive from the heavens to the earth, they ask, the angels of heaven ask these angels who are about to come towards the earth, that please bring us
bring us some turbat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. That's what the angels of heaven are demanding every time the angels are coming to the earth.
And look at how the people have been behaving for the sake of dunya towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Look at how the people have been behaving towards Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad is also mareed. Kitna sawab hai Islam mein? Iyadat hai mareez ka? Kis andaaz se iyadat ho rahi hai mere maula ki? Ke aake taziyane maare ja rahe hai. Maula bimar imam ke upar kode barsaye ja rahe hai. Bistar ko khecha ja raha hai. Kya ummat ne bartao kiya hai? Yahan tak ke azadaron jab ye luta hua qafila safar ke dauran sham mein dakhil hona chahta hai to sahl saidi riwayat karte hain ki maine dekha ke shahar ko sajaya gaya tha maine kaha aaj to koi eid ka mauka nahi hai koi khushi ka mauka nahi hai ye sajaya kyun gaya sajavat kyun hui hai ab jo maine daryaft kiya to mujhe bataya gaya ki khalifa aur rasool yazeed ke khilaf ek baghi ne بغاوت کی تھی اس کو قتل کر کے اس کے گھرانے والوں کو آج قیدی بنا کے لایا جا رہا ہے ابھی میں گفتگو میں ہی مصروف تھا کہ میری نگاہ اس قافلے کی طرف پڑی آگے آگے ایک ضعیف و ناتوان اور لاغر انسان ہے کیونکہ آگے آگے چل رہا ہے اور پیچھے کچھ سر ہے نوکے نیزہ پہ بلند اور ساتھ کچھ بے بیویاں ہیں جو بے مکنو چادر ہیں عجیب و غریب کیفیت ہے اس کاروان کی میں آگے بڑھ کے امام کو پہچانے تو نہیں آگے بڑھ کے امام سجاد سے کہتا ہے امام سجاد کہ آپ کون ہیں امام کے جب پاس آیا تو امام نے کہا سہل ہمیں پہچانے نہیں یہ سننا تھا کہ بہت پریشان ہوئے تڑپ گئے ارے یہ تو ہمیں مجھے نام سے پکار رہے ہیں یہ کون ہے آپ اپنا تعارف تو کرائیے فرمایا انا ابن مکہ و منا ارے میں مکہ و منا کا فرزند ہوں انا ابن زمزم و الصفا انا ابن محمد المصطفی انا ابن علی المرتضی انا ابن فاطمہ الزہرا اپنا پورا تعارف میرے مولا نے کرایا یہ سننا تھا سہل نے اپنے آپ کو مولا کے قدموں میں گرا دیا ارے مولا یہ فرمائیے میں آپ کی کیا خدمت کر سکتا ہوں کہا کہتا کہتا کہ اگر کچھ کپڑے کا بندوبست ہو سکے تو کپڑے کا بندوبست کر دو تو مسہل نے فوراً اپنے سر سے امامہ اتارا اس کو تہ کیا امام کے ہاتھ میں پیش کرنے لگے امام نے فرمایا ارے کسے دیتا ہے جس کے ہاتھ پسے گردن سے بند مولا کے ہاتھ کھلے ہوئے تو نہیں ہے نا پسے گردن سے زنجیر سے بندھے ہوئے ہیں تو مولا نے کہا کہ کسے دیتا ہے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا کہتا ہے کہ مولا آپ فرمائیے کہ میں کیا کروں کہا یہ توک اٹھانا اور اس کپڑے کو توک کے نیچے رکھ دینا اب سہل کہتے ہیں کہ جیسے ہی یہ توک خاردار میں نے اٹھایا اب جو دیکھا کہ امام کی پوشت خون سے رنگین ہے ساری پشت کے اوپر خون ہے کتنی تکلیفیں ہیں جو میرے مولا نے برداشت کی ساری زندگی گریا کرتے رہے اپنے بابا امام حسین کے اوپر 35 سال تک گریا کیا یہاں تک کہ جب ایک مرتبہ منہال نے آ کے کہا کہ مولا آپ کب تک روکتے رہیں گے صحیح ہے کہ آپ پر بہت ظلم ہوا بہت زیادتی ہوئی مگر کب تک گریا کرتے رہیں گے فرمایا تو نے انصاف نہیں کیا ارے یعقوب کے کا ایک فرزند نگاہوں سے اوجھل ہوا تھا مگر اتنا روئے کہ آنکھیں سفید پڑ گئی ارے جس کے 18 بنی ہاشم اس کی نگاہوں کے سامنے ذبح کیے گئے ہو کہا مولا شہادت تو آپ کے گھر کی میراث ہے کہا بے شک ہماری میراث ہے مگر کیا بہن بیٹیوں کا بازار میں بے مکنہ چادر ملایا جانا بھی ہماری میراث ہے میرے مولا کا یہ دستور تھا کہ جب باہر نکلا کرتے تھے شہر مدینہ میں کسی قصائی کی دکان پہ نگاہ پڑ جاتی تھی دیکھتے تھے کہ قصائی جانور کو ذبح کرنے جا رہا ہے ایک مرتبہ پوچھتے تھے کہ تو نے اسے پانی تو پلایا ہے نا
वो कहते थे मौला हम तो मुसलमान हैं, इस्लाम में इतनी ताकीद की गई है जानवर को पानी पिलाने में, ये कैसे हो सकता है कि हम बगैर पानी पिलाए जानवर को ज़बह करें। एक बताओ मेरे मौला फरमाया करते थे दे मेरे बाबा को प्यासा जब शहीद किया गया, जब भी पानी लाया जाता था मेरे मौला के सामने इतना रोते थे, इतना रोते थे, कद कुतला अभी अच्छा ना, मेरे बाबा को प्यास।
پرچم اسلام کو سربلند فرما، پرچم کفر و شرک و نفاق کو سرنگون فرما، خلاف اسلام کی حفاظت فرما، تمام علماء ربانیین، تمام مراجع کرام، بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ برقرار، تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما، تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما، تمام مومنین کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما، تمام مومنین کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما، بانی مجلس کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما، ان کے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، ہمیں اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائے، ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم بجاہ محمد و آلہ الیامین، یا حسین
یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین۔